And now, the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh.
Little late, but the Bills made their mark in free agency today by signing three players. Wide receiver Leonard Hankerson agreed to terms and signed to a contract. Cornerback Corey White signed to a contract with the Buffalo Bills. And our next guest was signed to a contract as well. Linebacker Zach Brown, who joined us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline right now. Good evening, Zach. Congratulations.
Good evening. How you doing? Thank you very much.
Hey, you're a Tar Heel. Shouldn't you be parked in front of a TV set right about now getting ready for the game?
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm doing, matter of fact. I'm getting ready for it.
How do you think it's going to go tonight? What do you think?
I think we're going to win. You know, I got faith in my Tar Heels. I think they're going to do their thing.
Hey, Zach, when you play football at North Carolina, do you ever feel like you're overshadowed by that tremendous, like, historic basketball program they have there?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do because, you know, it's a basketball school first. But when I was there, we was doing good in football. We went to a bowl game every year. So, and we had a great coaching staff. So we was just up there with them.
Zach Brown is our guest, the Buffalo Bills' new linebacker, signed to a contract today. I want to ask you about how you wound up here, Zach, and we were a month into free agency. Were you getting a little antsy that you were still out there about a month after the free agent market opened up?
Not really. You know, I just kept praying and, you know, had faith in God, and it was gonna come. But, you know, it was when the Bills called, it was a great chance because I was thinking they got a great defensive line, great cornerbacks, you know, Rex and Rob, and they just got my man Coach Blake up there, and everybody just there, just the pieces of the puzzles are there. So I was like, yeah, I'd love to join the crew, you know, the Bill Mafia.
Yeah, how does John Blake, how is he your man? How do you know him?
I knew him through college.
Okay.
You know, he was at North Carolina when I was at North Carolina.
Carolina, yeah. That's right. He was there. What? When did you get the call from the Bills?
I want to say a couple of days ago.
And what did they say? Come up here Monday morning, or did you get up here last night, or how did that go down?
No, I was up there last night. My agent contacted them, and they scheduled a visit. So they contacted each other and scheduled a visit. So, you know, all I can do is just sit there and wait.
Yeah. Was that your first and only visit of the free agency period, or did you make any other visits?
No, that was my first. I had another one lined up, but that was my first.
What goes on at those visits, Zach? We hear about that a lot, and the Bills, you know, they don't always sign everybody they bring in, but what goes on in a free agent visit like that?
To go around, you know, meet the coaching staff, you know, and see if you like the place or not, if you feel comfortable. Because if you do, then, yeah, of course you can get it. But if you don't, then you just move on.
And what were your impressions making your way through the building here and meeting some of the coaching staff here at One Bills Drive today?
It was good. You know, it was, I met Rex before when he was at the Jets when I was coming out of the draft. So to meet his brother again, it was cool, and the linebacker coach was good too. So it was just a great feeling. Like, it's an atmosphere that everybody want to win, and they're going in the right direction. So for me, I wanted to be one of them players that come in and help them get to where they want to go, and then everybody got the same goal.
What did they tell you about your role, Zach? What do they expect from you? How do they expect to use you here in Buffalo?
I guess they just expect me to be the playmaker I am, go out there and make some plays and contribute to the defense. You know, I can't say right now because I really don't know. But I know I'm playing inside.
Yeah, do you think you'll start?
Yeah, you know, it's always good competition. You know, it's good competition with everybody, so you got to go compete. I mean, nothing's given to you. You got to go earn it.
Zach Brown, our guest, Bills linebacker, just signed to a free agent contract today by the Buffalo Bills. Zach, let me ask you a couple questions about your tenure with the Titans. Second round pick, and you came right out of the draft and almost made an immediate impact with the Tennessee Titans your first year there, right? You weren't a every game starter that first year, but you started 14 out of 16, so I guess you did. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you started 14 games that first year. You were a starter, essentially, that first year, huh?
Yes, I was.
Don't let me shortchange you. What was that first year like? You put up numbers, anyway, in that first year on Tennessee's defense.
it was good. You know, I had a great coach. He's at St. Louis right now. He trained me real good. Like, he wouldn't let nothing. He held everybody accountable, so he wouldn't let nothing go past you or get past you. If you messed up, he's gonna let you know. So for me, it was a big deal for me to gonna hold everybody accountable for the actions. So I was wishing we could keep him, but you know, the Titans, they made a change and they got rid of him.
Who was that? Who was that coach?
Butch.
Okay. And five and a half sacks, five passes defense, three interceptions. You weren't just playing and starting. You were making big plays as a rookie, Zach. Did you expect you to have that kind of impact right away?
No. I just go in and just, you know, believe I'm going to go do something, and I just go do it. But, you know, at the end of the season when it came up, when I look back at the stats, I was like, man, I had a good rookie year.
Yeah.
But I was looking forward to next year even more, because I was like, I can do more of that.
Next year, four sacks, one interception, 13 starts. The first 2 years of your career, you had to feel pretty good about what you might be able to accomplish in this league, huh?
Yeah, I was. I was feeling great about it.
And then the following year, in 2014, in the torn pec, and what, the opening game of the year that year?
Yes, it was. It was actually the first game of the season.
That's a
fourth grade versus Kansas City.
Yeah. What was going on? You were trying to make a tackle or something, and you tore your pectoral?
Yeah, I was trying to make a tackle, and I kind of went across the guy's body, and I couldn't release my hand from underneath his pad.
That's a tough injury, and it's kind of a freak injury, right? You hear about it in football, and it's sort of freakish how that happens. It's usually the result of just bodies getting tangled up the wrong way, huh?
Yeah, that's all it is. You're not supposed to reach, so.
Yeah. And tell me about the rehab process. You played the opener that day in 2014 and then didn't play the rest of the year. So how was the injury rehab and the recovery from that?
It was hard because I was in a body sling for, I was in there for like 6 months. I couldn't move my arm really. And you can re-tear it if you start moving it too early. So it was hard to come back from because you got to regain the strength in your pec and your delt and basically all the muscles around it, around your shoulder.
Yeah. The Bills, about 20 years ago, the Bills had a really good linebacker, Chris Spielman, who did the same thing. And I remember talking to him about how they really had to be careful, you know, just getting back to lifting weights. You can't put any kind of strain or stress on the pectoral after that tear, huh?
No, you can't, because you can re-tear it with the slightness. So you got to wait for it to completely heal.
So you came back last year with Tennessee and wound up starting just five games with the Titans. What happened last year, and how far, you know, were you ready to play physically when you went back to the Titans last year?
Yeah, I was ready to play physically and mentally. It was just, you know, I guess they were trying to go in a new direction because everybody I came in with was gone. So the coaching staff was gone. Most of the players was gone. I think like 80% of the roster was gone. So it was new players. So I guess I was just one of the players that was still there, so. I feel like it was just going in a new direction.
And that was in the final year of your rookie contract, right?
Yes, it was.
So I would imagine that kind of is unnerving when you in the final year of your rookie contract and you're coming off injury and the coaching staff has changed a little bit. You got to feel like a little bit, I don't know, unnerved or at sea as far as what the future might hold for you, huh?
Yeah, you have to, because you never know what might happen. Like anything can happen at any moment.
The one game last year, Bills fans, we talked about this with a couple already, against Buffalo last October at Nashville. You made the play that took Tyrod Taylor out for a couple of games. Do you remember that play when Tyrod was scrambling around and late in the game and you hauled him down from behind?
Yeah, I remember that game.
What do you think? What do you recall about that play?
I was guarding Clay. I was guarding tight end Clay, and I just happened to turn around. And I saw him running. I was like, let me get him down before you get the first down. And I just rolled up on the back of his knee.
And he was, you grabbed him up around the, it wasn't a horse collar, but it was close, right? In fact, I think you grabbed him up around the nameplate, top of the jersey, right?
Yes, yes. and that's where that new rule came from.
Yeah, right. They got to name that rule after you. Right?
Yeah.
The Zach Brown rule. Clearly no intent to injure, but you at that point in the game, Tyrod was, you know, he was having trouble throwing it, and he just sort of took over the game with his legs, right? Do you remember that part of the game and what was going on in that game at that point?
Yeah. Tyrod, he's a real good scrambler. You know, he can get out of sticky situations. So for him, it was got to keep him in the pocket because he got a good arm too, but when he gets to running, he's a dangerous guy. He's very fast.
You cost the Bills a couple of games, I think, there, Zach. Tyrod was out two games after that. They probably would have won at least one of them after that.
Yeah, it might have been one away from the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. You got to feel like as you leave Tennessee, and I know you feel good about coming here, they're a team that is probably on the rise, especially with the young quarterback and what they might be able to do, and a new head coach, Coach Malarkey down there. The Tennessee Titans are probably destined to do some pretty good things soon, huh?
Yeah, they are. You know, Mariota, he's a good kid. He's a competitor. He likes to compete, you know. And you know, they got LeBeau down there and everybody.
Yep.
So, you know, just wish the best for him.
Yeah. I wondered, Zach, when you woke up in Buffalo this morning and saw the snow on the ground here in Orchard Park, did you think to yourself, what am I getting myself into here? It's April 3rd, April 4th, and there's snow on the ground?
Yeah, I was actually talking about that. I was like, man, this snowing on the ground, like, what? That's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, how is it snowing on the ground? But you know, it's different. I was like, it's April and it's snow. I was like, I gotta get a truck. I don't think I can get my car up here. Yeah.
Well, if it's any consolation, people who lived there their entire lives had the same feeling this morning. It's April. What? There's snow on the ground. It's April. Hey, Zach, what's it going to be like now? You're up here in a couple of weeks for the start. Are you coming up for the start of the off-season conditioning program?
Yes, I am. I'm coming up there to try to get know all the players, you know, interact with the team. Got to get a feel for everybody. So that's the time for it to happen.
What do you know about this defensive scheme, and how difficult do you think it might be to pick up this defensive scheme?
Well, I know Rex and Rod, they got some crazy exotic blitzes.
Yeah.
But, you know, picking up all defense are the same. It's just how you run it. All of them the same terminology. So I've been through a couple defenses. I was in Greg Williams, LeBeau, fire zone defense. I was in Ray Horton defense. I've been to a lot of them. So everything is the same. I figured out my third year.
Yeah.
All of it's the same.
Do you feel like I'm sorry to interrupt, Zach. Do you feel like with the injury and leaving Tennessee, do you feel like you have something to prove coming up here to Buffalo this year?
Yeah, I mean, you always have something to prove when you step on that field. You want to prove that you're the best. You can prove that you can get the job done. You got to put all that stuff in the past. All that Tennessee stuff is in the past now. So now I'm just looking forward to making a great career with the Buffalo Bills.
Well, we look forward to meeting you in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much for coming on with us tonight. And good luck to the Tar Heels tonight. I think they might be in pretty good shape tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I know. They're going to win. I feel that Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson and Big Meese are going to get the job done.
Well, good luck to you and the Tar Heels, Zach. Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Zach Brown, he is the new linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. He is a North Carolina Tar Heel, and he was up here today, came up yesterday, as he said, woke up to the snow like most of us here in Western New York today, and decided to sign anyway. How about that? He is now a new linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. Many observers think that Zach Brown's going to be at least challenged for a starting spot and maybe a starter. The Bills are likely to have Brown and Brown on the inside of their defense. Who knows? That doesn't preclude drafting a linebacker if one falls their way in the draft in 3.5 weeks. And I just think with the signing of Zach Brown, the immediate need for help at inside linebacker is mitigated, if not taken away entirely. And I begin now, as the earlier caller this hour talked about, maybe you look a little bit deeper, if you haven't already, at some of the defensive line talent. Edge rush guys, interior defensive linemen. There's a lot of them. I mean, there are defensive linemen who can play, the experts tell us, can play right away into the potentially third, maybe even the fourth round this year. So that might be where the Bills are looking at as they get ready for this draft. All right, thanks to Zach Brown for joining us tonight on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh.